Charles Wembley Hogg, two M's, two G's from Budley Salterton. I'm being given a ride on the Conservative helicopter. It's brilliant! Whoa! I'm not supposed to be going on their battle bus, but they said I could have a go on the chopper if I wanted. Oh, and have some cake, and some free money, and better public services, and all for less tax. So that was nice. Actually, I'm pretty sure my father votes Conservative. At least, in the last election, he told me he'd stop my allowance if I voted Labour. And he can't be a Liberal because he's allergic to corduroy. This time he said he's been doing rather well under Labour, so I can vote with my conscience? Not exactly sure what that means. I think he was saying I should try to be awake on polling day, and he's probably right. War, we're going down!
Well, I'm on the Tory battle bus now. Good thing, too, the landing was terribly uncomfortable. Not physically, but apparently when I shouted, "We're going down," they thought I had some new polling data and it all got a bit frosty. There was talk of announcing a new policy or a slogan or something. We're off to Buckinghamshire now. Apparently there's a big swing vote there. I'm not sure what that is, actually. Probably people who decide who to vote with by putting their keys in a bowl or something. You know what the home counties are like. I have to say, the Conservatives know how to travel. This bus is amazingly high-tech. It's got laptops, phones, mobile video conferencing unit, and a chemical loo with specially coloured campaign blue water in it. Very swish. With a kit like this, I'd have thought they could just make up new policies as they go along. I mean, I'm sure they wouldn't do that, but, you know, just imagine deciding what to do with immigrants or pensions on the middle lane of the M11. Actually, I am hoping I might be able to meet that Michael Howard chap later on. He seems like a jolly nice fellow, and I really like the way he says people. Mums doesn't like him much. She's awfully keen on that new Tory immigration policy thing, and apparently he's a Jewish Romanian or something, so she's a bit sus.
Whew, I'm exhausted. I've got off the bus now, and I'm having an Earl Grey with a splash and an Egg on Brown Sarnie at Membry Services. Hell of a day. We've promised three old people's homes better care for the elderly, we've told two hospitals they can have a cleaner if we get in, and been to more nursery schools than you could shake a stick at. Though they usually just shake hands, which is probably better. The Tories are much nicer than you might think from the BBC, but not nearly as nice as you might expect from the Daily Mail. My parents will almost certainly vote for them, though last time they put Vote Conservative signs in the window and wore blue rosettes for the whole month, and then of course polling day coincided with the Budley Salterton jam-making expo and they never made it to the booth. I'm not sure yet if I'm thinking what they're thinking. I suppose it depends if they're thinking they'd quite fancy a second Egg on Brown and a Sunny D.